Priestley with Martin Bester.
Just talking about kids under six, I know there was a big debate going on with parents, with young kids. Are they forced to wear masks or not? There was even that case. Did you see the video that went viral where the parent was thrown off a flight? Was it a 2-year-old or something? Because the 2-year-old refused to wear a mask on the flight. And everyone, and people were divided on it. But I think most people felt sorry for the parent. I mean, if you've ever been around 2-year-olds and parents, and you see how a parent tries to get the 2-year-old to buy into whatever they're selling, it's a story. Now imagine telling them, I mean, just telling them to keep their mouths closed, you know.
or to sit still. Yeah, just
now
sit
imagine
there,
telling
even
them.
That.
It's very, very tough. I really feel for them. But now the new regulation is kids under six don't have to wear masks under lockdown level 3. How do you feel about that?
Hi, Martin. My 4-year-old wears his mask. And sometimes I have to even tell him, you can take it off now. We're home.
Wow.
And he's like, oh, I forgot it's even on. So I've had no issues with my son wearing his mask. It's not a fight to put it on. He knows he has to wear it to protect himself. So, yeah, I'm very proud of my little boy.
Is she lucky or is she a good parent?
I think she's lucky.
I've got a feeling he's also going to do his homework and, you know,
amazing.
He's going to get up when he has to in the morning. And
I didn't get your name or your son's name, but I think you should do like a tutorial. You should do a video that we should share to other parents. If you have any secrets on how you got your son to be as obedient. On the line is Geraldine, I believe. Hello, Geraldine.
Hi, Martin. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Everything of the best, good health and success and just getting through this year to you and your family.
Well, thank you. Same to you guys. And welcome back.
Thank you so much. We're there with you all the way. Geraldine, what do you have to say? Do you have kids?
No. Thank goodness not.
Oh, okay. How do you feel about kids under six not wearing masks, though?
You know what? Personally, it bothers me. I actually had a situation last week, Friday, where my fiance and I went out to get pizza. And at the takeaway, after placing your order, you have to go queue outside. And everybody was sitting on this flower bed, and there was a kid under 5. Well, I imagine him to be 4 or 5 years old. He was like running behind us on the edge of the flower bed and making car noises with his mouth. So you could literally feel the spit dripping on you. So I was getting infuriated. It's disgusting. And, I can't afford to get sick because, I mean, you have to work. And so I started making the scene and I thought to myself, I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm going to end up being in the newspapers like a woman shouting at a toddler. But, you know, there were so many other kids around him, same age, and they were all obeying the rules. They were wearing masks. So, you know, you think to yourself, this is obviously bad parenting. How irresponsible is this mom? And we eventually pinpointed this kid's mom, and she was inside placing the order. And I thought to myself, I'm like, what if she's a single mom? You know, she's busy with everything else. Now she has to manage this obviously very busy kid. And get him to wear a mask. So it's very difficult. It's easy to stand on the outside and say, oh, you're bad parents, but you don't know what the situation is like. You know, I think it's difficult. Yeah.
Did you say anything?
Difficult.
Did anyone say anything?
No one seemed fazed. I was literally the only one that was making a scene. But I eventually just went to sit in the car because I thought to myself, I'm like, okay, well, I'm obviously the only one it's bothering, so let me remove myself from the situation. And
you know what I think it is, Geraldine? I think it's the universe's way of saying to you that you need to give up pizza for 2021. I honestly, that's what I think. If it just bothered you and no one else saw it.
And eventually, you know, the mom, when she came out, she did see him, you know, invading everybody else's space. And she, I don't know, she was talking in her own language, but at the end of it, I just heard it. Well, a swear word, she said she's going to hit him. In a very Afrikaans word, I think you guys know what it means. And everybody just started laughing. So, you know, I don't think she was blasé about the fact. It's just, you can't always make kids do what you want them to do. They've got minds of their own.
Afrikaans words that depict hitting a child.
Is it just a word for weerlig?
Yes. Die word.
So Bliksemstraal vir korte weergawe. Ek gaan vir jou What kind of pizza did you order? You can tell a lot about a person from the pizza they order, hey?
No, I had
Didn't
no idea.
Have pineapple.
I had no idea.
It had banana.
That's me, Liesl.
Listen, Jill. Yeah?
Yes. No, I was about to just say pineapple on pizza is fantastic. Don't go hating on people like that.
It
Don't
is.
Knock it. But I need to end the conversation with you because now I crave pizza again and it's not on my list of things to do in January. So thanks for the chat, Geraldine. Yeah. Thank you so much. Have a good day. Thanks for starting your day with us.